African blackwood, grenadilla, ebony, or in Swahili, mpingo. For classical music lovers, it's the heart of the woodwinds. It's the wood that is traditionally used for the clarinet, the oboe, and the black keys of the piano, too. And it is threatened. The mpingo tree grows in Tanzania. It's actually the national tree of Tanzania. The Clarinets for Conservation, a nonprofit, were formed 4 years ago to champion the tree, promote awareness by actively engaging local students and the community with music. Clarinetist Katie Palmer is part of the effort, and she points out that the plight of the tree has consequences beyond the instrument.
In the Kilimanjaro region in particular, the deforestation is causing this water source problem. So at the base of Kilimanjaro, the trees are slowly disappearing. Deforestation is happening and it's traveling up the mountain, which is changing the way that the water falls and the water streams down the mountain and is thus changing the way that people are able to access water. So by planting this tree, we hope that the water will return, and there are many other benefits to the tree as well.
Since 2010, the group has planted more than 1,000 trees. In addition, the numbers of students reached through clarinet classes and concert performances has more than doubled.
We take as many students as we have clarinets, and this first year that because we have so many extra teachers, we're going to have a beginning class. So we have them broken into three different beginner, intermediate, and advanced based on the amount of time that they've been playing. And so we take as many students as we can based on the number of clarinets we have, but we definitely have interest from the kids that are not playing. They'll poke their head in the door and they say, Miss, can I have one? Can I have one? And they're like, no, not this year, maybe next year.
The student enthusiasm is tangible. It wasn't exactly an easy intro for the woodwind.
There was a lot of people speaking in Swahili, a lot of playing the clarinet, and then people laughing at the sound of the clarinet. Like, how is this possible? But it's gotten to the point now where people know us in town, and so they're starting to have more respect for the music that we're bringing and the work that we're doing there.
Clarinetist Katie Palmer will be joined by her colleagues in a recital celebrating the heart of the African Blackwood this Saturday, November 15th, 5 p.m. at the Desert Foothills United Methodist Church. The program includes new works by American and Tanzanian composers and proceeds further the efforts of Clarinets for Conservation. For complete details, visit kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.